I'm here with Lloyd De Beer, who's a curatorial fellow here at Sainsbury Centre, and he's going to give us a brief talk about The Biography of Building, a new book by Witold Rybczynski. So, Lloyd, could you give us a sort of brief synopsis?
Right, so Robert and Lisa Sainsbury chose objects based around the concepts of seeing, touching, and living. And this book really chronicles the life of the building designed to house that collection. However, it's not necessarily a book about architecture. It's a book about Sir Robert and Lady Lisa Sainsbury and their dedication to their collection. It's also about their selection, care, and support of an architect whom they really believed could see their vision for their art and help articulate this to students and the public at large.
Okay, so what was the most interesting bit you found in the book?
Well, I think for me the most interesting part of the book was chapter 2, which is entitled Life Ever After. And this documents the formation of three different late 19th and early 20th century museums, specifically the Dulwich Picture Gallery in London, the Barnes Foundation in Philadelphia, and the collection of Ellen Muller in Holland. For me, this chapter looks specifically at the Sainsbury collection within that context of late 19th, early 20th century collections, and focuses on the practicalities of transforming personal collections into museum collections. Ellen Muller wanted her collection to be a museum home, which I think is interesting parallels for the living area here at the Sainsbury collection.
It sounds like it could be a really great Christmas present for someone. So whereabouts might you get a copy of this book from?
Right, well, I think there's probably nowhere better to buy it than the Sainsbury Centre itself, and our shop has, I think there's plenty of copies in the shop, so it would be a perfect place to purchase and read the book and come back several times to contemplate the content of the book.
Excellent. Thank you very much.